Buckley. And fortunately, I just happened to have a station that I wasn't proud about. Where my station is now, there's two stations, one across the street, one diagonally across the street, and another one halfway up the block I was in, and another one a half mile out. There's four filling stations taking care of my one place that I had. I had all the buses running to Blue Bus, Blue Line, all those bus stations. I sold a tremendous amount of gasoline. I had to pump it up by hand. We didn't have these electric pumps. And pump it up in the tank where they could see that we got 10 gallons. And you can watch it measured with you. You can watch it all the way to see it. I don't believe you've ever seen one of those. That's the way they used to be. Every one of them had a glass bottle of it, shaped like a bottle on top. Pump that gas up in there, and it all had 1 gallon, 2 gallon, 3 gallon marked on the side of it. Man and boy could see you pump it up to the top and put the hose in, and you could see it go into his car. I got Martin, I got awful busy around there once or twice. A friend of my best girl's daddy came down to 10 gallons again. And Gage held 10 gallons. So I just entered the car, and I got all excited waiting for him. I had a habit of every time that I emptied the tank, I hit the thing too short. I mean, when I fill it, I'm supposed to keep it full. Don't make it stand and wait while you pump it. But I got so busy, I had four tanks, and I'd emptied three of them. And I thought he was in the one that I didn't empty, and he was in the one I had emptied. So just as a matter of habit, I hit it time or two and fill it up. You know, it'd run right back down if you put over 10 in it. Hit that thing about clock and put the holes in there, and I stood and talked to him about his girl and about this and that and the other, and he stood there. And I quit running and I stuck it back in there. And he ran out of gas before he got 10 miles. I had to put in all I put in there was the two licks that I hit the pump with. It came by there and I wasn't there. I had a boy working, he said, Mr. Gilwood came by here and said you didn't give him some gas. He bought 10 gallons of gas and he bought right out before he got the park tow. 10 miles up there. I said, what'd you do? He said, I'll fill his tank for him. I said, well, that's the way you're supposed to. That's exactly what I had done. It's just a habit with you. You want to give him full measure, so you pump it all the way up.
I guess your clothes get pretty greasy doing that kind of work.
It didn't bother me much. I could stay pretty clean. All you have to do is measure his oil and check his tires. If you didn't buy anything else, you get pretty greasy crawling under them, greasy. You got real greasy out there at that bus, but you know, you have to take a bath before you go home.
We're talking about the work that your mother did. And, What'd she do, you know, after she got up and washed the dishes every day? She'd do what? She pick up,
and
say she does what?
She had to make all the girls' clothes. She made my shirts till I was 15.
Oh.
Went out and bought the yardage. Make his shirts. She could make a shirt as good as a manufacturer. Even after I was grown, been in the army, came home and it was $18 for a shirt. Crepe machine shirt. Everybody was wearing crepe machine shirts. And I wouldn't pay $18. That was all I made in a week. I worked all the week, and I worked sometimes 7 days a week for $18. And I was griping about having to talk about inflation. That was inflation. She said, you're going to buy some material. I'll make your shirt like I used to when you went to school. So I went down. I didn't want one shirt. It took 3.5 yards to make a shirt. It was $3 a yard. I went down and bought it. She made me a crepe machine shirt. I had the money. So this friend of mine looked at it. He wanted one.